It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A question about citizenship during the census next year could be a big problem for states like New Mexico and Texas. According to a new report from the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, the question could lead to undercounting of Latinos in 2020. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
The report found that undercounting by just 1% in Texas could cause the state to lose $300 million each year. Congress doles out money to states according to population, which is determined by the census every 10 years. But Latino leaders say Latinos are at risk of being undercounted because of the inclusion of a question that asks if members of a household are U.S. citizens, says California Secretary of State Alex Padilla.
The presence of a question about citizenship on the census or on the decennial census will discourage or in some cases intimidate people from participating, which undermines the very purpose of the census.
Padilla and others are also concerned that the Census Bureau is underfunded for 2020. They say that's a problem because the country's population has grown and has become more diverse, which means outreach efforts will be more expensive. The group is asking Congress to pass a bill eliminating the citizenship question and are asking lawmakers to spend at least $8.5 billion for the Census Bureau next year. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
In more news on this issue, the director of the U.S. Census Bureau, Stephen Dillingham, was in New Mexico for a four-day tour. He told reporters in Albuquerque on Wednesday that U.S. Census workers would make sure states with high percentages of Latinos and Native Americans receive accurate counts and that all residents should feel comfortable participating in the census next year. Okay, moving on. An Albuquerque-based think tank released a report suggesting that New Mexico State University and the University of New Mexico should team up their athletics programs. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts.
The conservative Rio Grande Foundation has come up with some pretty half-baked ideas in the past seeking to reduce the size of state government, but this one's the goofiest of all. In a Ted Page policy paper released last week, the Albuquerque-based think tank suggested that the University of New Mexico and New Mexico State University combine their athletic programs. Go Lobies! Or would it be Aggos? The second choice would offer the better promotional opportunities. We could have a photo of a running back eluding a would-be tackler with the caption, "Let go my Aggo!" I'm not an expert on NCAA rules and regulations, and perhaps it's not something that could be done, Paul Gessing, head of the Rio Grande Foundation, told the Albuquerque Journal. The report itself offers no such misgivings. NMSU and UNM regents should each develop and implement a plan for terminating or combining enough sports programs. Football is the obvious choice, but the discussions cannot be limited to football no later than June 2023, the report says in its conclusion section. In a poor, sparsely populated state like New Mexico, the best outcome is for the two major universities to act together in aligning their basketball and football programs with financial and long-term performance realities. This is described in the report as a modest, proactive plan. It's an impressive-looking report with all kinds of charts and graphs demonstrating what Lobos and Aggies fans already know. Our teams aren't very good. And college football programs are expensive. But for all the impressive-looking tables and footnotes, there was nothing in the 10-page report that explained the logistics of how it would work to have one football team spread across two campuses that are 220 miles apart. Would players commute 6 hours each day for practice? If they left Las Cruces at 4 a.m., they could get to Albuquerque in time for morning practice and then drive back to Las Cruces in time for late afternoon and evening classes. Two-a-days would be tough. Maybe they could split the difference and practice in Socorro. Maybe they could just split the whole team. The offense would be in Albuquerque, the defense in Las Cruces, and the special teams in Socorro. While the proposed solution is absurd, the problem the report seeks to address is real. The numbers presented are alarming. In the 10 years from 2009 to 2018, the NMSU football program had a deficit of more than $19 million. Even in the year of the Arizona Bowl, when revenue was up, expenses were still greater by $756,000. At a time when the cost of a college education continues to increase, as evidenced by the recent 6% tuition and fee hike at NMSU, it is fair to question mandatory fees collected for athletics. Regents at both schools have some tough decisions to make moving forward. which is why I thought the legislature was wrong to intervene this year when UNM tried to cut several sports, including men's soccer. At NMSU, the football program is trying to survive at the top level without a conference to compete in. I don't know if that's sustainable. If it's not, I don't know if the best solution would be to drop to a lower level or to eliminate the sport. There are a lot of unknowns at this point. But I'm certain of one thing. Our salvation does not lie in merging with the Lobos. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.